Good afternoon. This is Ethan Kruger here with Effingham Radio News. Today I am joined by State Senator Dale Ryder. How are you today, Senator?
I'm good, Ethan. How are you this morning?
I am doing well. Today we are going to talk about the recent spending plan that was passed by Democrats, I believe, on Wednesday in the Illinois House of Representatives. So, Senator, what are your thoughts on the spending plan?
Well, I'm going to use the words that the budget, really the member of the Senate Democrats, who is their foremost budget person, Senator Heather Staines out of Chicago, she referred to it as a fantasy budget. Now, that's a Chicago Democrat saying that. I agree with those words. I would add it is remarkably irresponsible as well. To propose that the state's taxpayers spend $40 billion, and obviously that is, we've never been anywhere near $40 billion in annual spending before, but for the speaker to suggest that we spend $40 billion when even he admits that the revenue forecast from taxes for that coming fiscal year is only 33 is remarkably, as I said, irresponsible. Right now, this state has about $7 billion in backlog bills in the Illinois Comptroller's Office, bills that have yet to be paid. The Speaker's budget would double down on that and double that to $14 billion, would have catastrophic consequences on our finances and would simply be another signal to individuals who have the resources to invest in Illinois to create jobs that the Democrats in the Illinois legislature have no idea what they are doing, and simply provide another disincentive for them to find somewhere else to invest their money and create those jobs.
Sure, and in addition to that, what are some other consequences that might come about as a result of the spending bill?
Well, I mean, if you wanted to pay for this budget, that would require a 50% increase in taxes across the board. To put that in kitchen table terms, Ethan, that is a $1,000 per year increase for every household in Illinois. So in my district, my 14-county district, the average household income is, $36,000 a year. So the speaker would suggest that if we choose to pay for his budget, that we pull another $1,000 a year out of the pockets of those families. And then that obviously, that's $1,000 that they don't have to do the other things they need to do to take care of their families. And for many of them, will take them to a situation where now, you know, they're getting by and maybe they're able to save a little money to not being able to save any money at all and maybe pushing them over the edge. Again, the speaker is pushing items here that he knows that many Democrats and certainly Republicans in the governor's office simply will not accept because it's so irresponsible.
Sure. Now, the governor has, or rather the governor's office, has kind of hinted that he will veto that bill if it comes across his desk. But is the bill even going to get through Senate, do you think?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I've had some private conversations with Democrats in the Senate. They're clearly not happy with what they see coming out of the House. But the question here, and let's just kind of strip the varnish off here, Ethan, and be real about this, is in the last several years, what you've seen is not only the Democrats in the House, but unfortunately, the Democrats in the Senate just followed the speaker off the cliff like lemmings. The question is whether or not, for right now, whether the Democrats in the Senate are going to find it within themselves to say, you know what, this isn't right, and stand up to the speaker and say, we're not doing this. The longer-term question, not just, I mean, and I'm talking about now for the next few days of session, I mean, the key here is the Democrats in the House of Representatives. Are they willing to go to the speaker and tell him how they feel about this, object to this, and do what the rest of us are doing, which is searching for a compromise that can start to turn this state around? I mean, politically speaking, which means policy speaking, this all depends upon the House Democrats being able to stand up to the speaker. If they're not willing to do that, and certainly not willing to do it any better than they've done in the last several years, we are going to continue on this path. If they go to him and demonstrate to him that his support as speaker will collapse, he will come, he will capitulate very quickly, Ethan. He'll come to the table and we'll reach a bipartisan negotiated compromise that actually moves the state forward.
Sure. Now, would you support a gubernatorial veto if he does it?
Absolutely. It is immoral, and I mean, I'm using those words, it is immoral to spend more money than we have available, because that places the burden on the next generation to not only pay the taxes that are necessary to support the spending that they want to see on their schools, on their environment, on law enforcement and public safety, and on their roads and bridges, to paying for what the generation before them wouldn't pay for. And that's immoral. I mean, we are one of the unwritten codes of our society and of humanity is we want to do better by the next generation than we did for ourselves. What the speaker is suggesting is exactly the opposite. The governor has no choice here but to veto this bill if it gets to his desk.
Sure. Now, what are some types of compromises or reforms that you would like to see on a balanced Illinois budget?
Well, you're going to have to, I mean, let's talk about what has become the biggest spender in Illinois, and that is public assistance programs and the Medicaid budget. You're going to have to reform those. And I understand that over the last decade or so, the Democrats have made a legislative career out of expanding these programs. But the simple fact is we don't have the money, and we're going to have to carve back on some of those programs and reform the Medicaid program. As far as reforms, a workers' compensation reform is first on the list. In terms of economic reforms, for me, that's the number one complaint of employers I hear across my district and really across the state. These days, there's such a disparity between the average workers' compensation premium that an employer pays in Illinois as opposed to what that same employer with the same business would pay in Indiana or Missouri. That disparity is so large, it's just a huge disincentive to create jobs here in Illinois, which is why Illinois continues to languish at 48 out of the 50 states insofar as job creation. At some point, even the House Democrats, again, need to say, you know what, we're tired of our constituents being out of work. Another important reform is the redistricting reform, the Fair Map Amendment, which would take out of the hands of incumbent lawmakers the ability to redistrict and redraw the legislative boundaries every 10 years. Because that means that the incumbents in the General Assembly, and both parties have abused it in the past, the Democrats have for the last two maps, that means they're picking their voters rather than the voters picking their elected officials. So there's some examples right there that I think, honestly, if those measures are put up on the board for a vote, you're going to get a huge bipartisan majority, understanding that these things need to be done. The question is, again, will the House Democrats actually hold their leader, Speaker Madigan, accountable so we can get him to the table?
Sure, Senator. And if any of your constituents have comments or questions for you, how can they get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me. The best way is my Mattoon office. Email is drigher, D-R-I-G-H-T-E-R, at consolidated.net, or we have a toll-free telephone number, that number 1-888-235-6033. So we always welcome constituent feedback. I would say, obviously, we're getting hundreds of emails and dozens of calls every single day. So we work to catch up, and I'm just asking everyone for patience, particularly why my time is spent over here in the state capitol.
Sure, and just one more quick question. Do you think that a compromise can be found by the end of the spring session here in a couple days?
Can? Yes. Will it be? I mean, every hour goes by, I mean, that becomes less and less likely, and I know I keep repeating myself, but the question is whether or not the Speaker will allow his House Democrat members, or will the House Democrat members will insist to the Speaker that we're going to be serious about these negotiations and come together with something that'll work for everyone rather than just playing the political games, which in the current instance manifest themselves as this fantasy budget that the Speaker jammed through the House of Representatives. So there's a shot, but we've got to start getting the Speaker turned around right away.
All right, State Senator, thank you so much for your time today. We greatly appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, Ethan. Appreciate your time. Bye-bye.
This has been Ethan Krueger with State Senator Dale Ryder.